The drought is, of course, a huge issue, particularly in California, but also in Texas and throughout the Southwest and the West. And so we have put aside and focused a significant part of our resources on top of what we normally send these states. So, for example, just in California, we've sent an additional $20 million in EQIP over and above their annual budget just on drought. And that's to go out to help with folks who have access to water. For example, they have ground wells, water wells, to get access to water to help put in cover crops if they're going to fallow their fields, prevent the soils from eroding and blowing away. For livestock operators to help improve springs or water developments already there, so they give them their access to livestock water, but also protecting sensitive riparian areas. For folks, again, who have water, who are going to be irrigating, how to be as efficient as possible per acre foot, so helping them install really efficient irrigation systems. So those are kind of three primary focus areas for our drought assistance for producers, not just California, but throughout the West. We've seen a huge response from growers throughout the region, Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, asking for help. So we're reprioritizing as much assistance as we have this year to get out projects starting this spring to help them lock down the soil resources and help economize on their water use.